بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. وعن النعمان بن بشير رضي الله تعالى عنه عن النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم قال: الدعاء هو العبادة. رواه أبو داود الترمذي. In this hadith of Rasulullah صلى الله عليه وسلم narrated by Sayyidina Nu'man bin Bashir رضي الله تعالى عنه, Rasulullah صلى الله عليه وسلم mentions that dua, supplication in itself is ibadah. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala loves His servants making dua to Him. If a person is constantly asked for one thing or the other, no matter how generous the person may be, eventually he will get fed up and angry. But with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He becomes more pleased the more one asks of Him. Hadith even states that مَنْ لَمْ يَسْأَلِ اللَّهِ يَغْضَبْ عَلَيْهِ. That person who does not ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he does not beg from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Allah ta'ala becomes angry with him. Furthermore, dua is not just a means of achieving one's goals, but rather it is an act of worship in itself. And that's exactly mentioned in the hadith, that dua is not just a means of achieving one's goals, but dua in itself is an act of ibadah. In other words, dua for one's personal and worldly needs is considered an act of worship, and one is actually rewarded for it. The more one engages in dua, the closer one draws to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Moreover, a person should not engage in dua at times of constraint and difficulty only, but rather one should regularly make dua during times of happiness too. A hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam states, whoever wants his dua to be answered during times, difficult times, then he should make abundant dua during comfortable times. So in times of prosperity, when a person turns to Allah, then when this person is in difficulty, Allah Ta'ala answers his dua. Allah Ta'ala has mentioned in the Quran, "Udu'uni astajib lakum," call me, make dua to me, I will respond to you. This is the promise of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And the promise of Allah can never be wrong. Thus, one should make dua with conviction of its acceptance. In the hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam mentioned that ud'u Allah wa antum muqinuna bil ijaba. Make dua to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and have certainty that your dua is accepted by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. However, acceptance has different forms. At times one receives what he made dua for. So the exact thing you asked for, Allah ta'ala gives you the exact thing. But sometimes Allah Ta'ala knows the desired object is not the appropriate thing for you. It's not the beneficial thing for this person. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grants the person something better and more beneficial for him, either in this world or Allah Ta'ala stores it for him as a provision in the hereafter. Thus, every dua a person makes has three benefits. Number one, one's needs are fulfilled through dua. Number two, one is rewarded for every dua. Number three, abundant dua strengthens one's relationship with Allah Ta'ala. Three benefits of dua. You can remember it inshallah, pass it on to others. One's needs are fulfilled through dua. Number two, one is rewarded for every dua. And number three, it strengthens the bond and relationship with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Furthermore, although it is a part of etiquette of dua to face the Qibla and raise one's hands, make dua verbally to begin with the praise of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and then durood upon Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, sometimes the opportunity does not allow a person to do all this. He's in such a place that he's unable to raise his hands or face Qibla. Then in this case also, dua is such a simple action that wherever the person is, and whatever time it is, even though he does not make it verbally, but with his heart also, he can make sincere dua to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The correct etiquette, as we mentioned, person raises his hands, and you bring it up to your chest, with your fingers slightly opened, you turn towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala with great conviction. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala wants you to persist and beg, and be a genuine beggar, and that is why Mashayikh explained that this is a begging bowl attached to our bodies. Our hands is our begging bowls to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So first you praise Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. You make the tahmid of Allah, alhamdulillah. Then you send durood upon Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Then tawbah and istighfar. And then whatever hajat you have, whatever need you have, followed by durood sharif again. And then in the end we praise Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala again. Also, dua is not only for major affairs, but rather one should ask Allah ta'ala for every single need of his, large or small. The hadith teaches us that to make dua even if one's shoelace breaks. Simple thing like a shoelace breaking, you ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala first. Thus, one should develop the habit of making dua to Allah ta'ala whenever the smallest of needs arise. Even when faced by the most ordinary trouble, one should ask Allah ta'ala for its removal. Just as a child calls upon its mother when in need of something, or when experiencing the minutest difficulty, a servant should call upon Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and do so continuously. No matter what work one is engaged in, one should keep begging and asking from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for something or the other. Make a habit of this and see for yourself, inshallah, one will progress rapidly as a result. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala must give us a tawfiq and hidayat, especially in the month of Ramadan. There are various occasions when dua is accepted, especially the time of iftar. Before iftar, engage in dua. Time of sehri, dua is accepted. Before iftar, dua is accepted. During the day, a fasting person, dua is accepted. After adhan, dua is accepted. Between adhan and iqama, many times we are in the masjid. There is ample time. We have completed our sunnah. The time between adhan and iqama, duas are also accepted. And of course, there are so many different occasions and places when dua is accepted. The important thing is that a person should not make dua for something which is haram. He should not make dua for breaking relationship with family members. Otherwise, his dua is always going to be answered. And if you make dua for these two type of things, then the person's dua is not accepted. And if a person's income is haram, then the person's dua is not answered. So we should ensure that our earnings are halal. We should not make dua haphazardly. إِنَّ اللَّهَ لَا يَقْبَلُ دُعَاءً مِنْ قَلْبِ اللَّهِ. The person is ghafil. He's negligent. He's fiddling with his beard, playing with his buttons, or he's looking around, and he's not engaged sincerely in dua. Then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala does not accept such a person's dua. Ulama have explained, like a bow and arrow, the more firm the grip is on the bow and the arrow, the person will be able to shoot very far. But if he holds it very, very weakly and clumsily, it will just fall down. Like that, a person should be very strong in his dua and beg Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Nothing is impossible for Allah ta'ala to grant. So we should make dua to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The hadith is saying the person should not be hasty. Sahaba asked, what do you mean by Ya Rasulullah? What do you mean by hasty? Rasulullah says, the person says, qad da'utu, I made dua. And then suddenly he says, I don't think my dua is being answered. So he loses hope and he abandons dua. This should not be the case. Allah Ta'ala is not bound by time. Allah wants us to knock on his door, knock, and Allah Ta'ala will then grant us our duas. Allah Ta'ala give us tawfiq and hidayah to make amal. Wa akhiru da'wana alhamdulillahi rabbil alamin. Subhanallah, bihamdihi, subhanallah.